Hi guys, how we doing? We're going to open God's Word for just a few minutes together. I know you're probably hungry and exhausted. And Liz, you need a mic, don't you? So go ahead and open to Matthew chapter 13. And Liz will be reading verses 1 through 9 for us this morning. And then we'll just spend a few minutes in it and hopefully get some practical takeaways as you go out into your week. Matthew 13, 1 through 9. Go ahead, Liz.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear.
Amen. Thank you, Liz. Watch your step. The kingdom of God is now and not yet. Last week, we had a new friend join us, as we've had many friends. His name is Kirk. Is Kirk still here? He was here for the 9 a.m. Okay, so I'll talk about it behind his back. Kirk deals with a rare disease that John can pronounce, but I forgot. Thank you. And what this does is it causes him basically to choke, especially when he gets distressed, and then it affects his speech, almost making him sound like he's a stroke victim. And he had been carrying this for a while now, and 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks before last week, I believe, he almost died, almost choked on a cinnamon roll because his esophagus wasn't functioning properly. So he thought, maybe I should go to church. So last week, Kirk came into our building because somebody had given him a couple options in the Ottawa area, so he came to see us, struggling with this disease. As he walked in the building, he began to feel relief. And as he walked up the stairs, now remember, he had never been here before, and if you've been a first-time visitor at a church, you know how that feels. It's a little bit stressful. It's a little bit anxious. Your body's a little bit tense. As he walked up the stairs to encounter you and encounter God here, he felt relief. And he felt peace. And his throat was open. And he sat through the service and was emotional and was just touched by God. And then after service, the elders brought him into the mother's room and prayed for him, where he received even more healing, was able to talk about what God is doing in his life, and he encountered Jesus in a tangible way. The kingdom of God is now. And then today, we grapple with this. The kingdom of God is now and not yet. So I want to offer something to you this morning as we prepare to go out into our weeks. Just a few tangible, practical takeaways. Because if you're anything like me, I experience this kind of an emotional family moment, and then I'm so exhausted that I want to just go and be so far away from it and try not to think about it for the week. So let me walk through this parable, just these four types of soil very briefly for you. And what I would like for you to do is to consider, what might it look like for me to process this moment in a way that produces fruit in the kingdom of God here and now. Amen? So there's four types of soil in this story. The first type that Jesus talks about, and I should back up, Jesus is the farmer in the story. He's sowing the seeds of the kingdom of God into our heart, okay? Even in this moment. And there's four types of soil that he describes. The first is the path. It's rocky, it's hard, it's worn down from people wandering on it and walking on it. And because of that, the seed can't sink in. The hardness prevents it from sinking in. And because of that, the birds are able to swoop down and steal the seeds. This moment, similar to that soil, this moment could be an opportunity for the devil, the enemy of your soul, to harden your heart and swoop in and steal what God is doing in your life. So first practical takeaway, it is paramount that you and I walk out into this week and soften the soil of our hearts to what God is doing. So here's what that looks like. 1 John 1:9 says this, "If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness." And I would even take it a step further, God forgive me, that if we confess our doubts and we confess our questions and we confess our grievances against the Lord, he is faithful to be present in that conversation. And that's where the tilling of the soil happens. Not in just trying to have a soft soil heart, but an honest conversation with the Lord and say, "Lord, I got some hardness. I'm mad." And then letting him work. So confess. Amen? 2, the world around us is like rocky ground. Y'all are about to go back out into the week. Tomorrow's Monday, I'm sorry for telling you. But you came to church this week, and we did some heavy family matters, business type stuff, and you got to go back tomorrow. Back to the toxicity, the negativity, the grind, all the things. And that is exposure to some hard stuff, to some heat. And so here's my encouragement to you. Do not go out of this Sunday morning gathering and forget about the people that you just prayed with. I know small groups are over for this semester, although maybe some of you are continuing. But here's what I mean by this. If the rocky soil is the world that scorches us, if the rocky soil is the world that prevents us from growing deep roots, then if you're going to navigate this week and the grief and the trauma and the confusion, please stay rooted in community. You will grow up in Jesus in this moment and mature in Jesus in this situation to the depths that you are rooted in the body of Christ. And maybe you're like, I'm not that connected or I'm not that emotional, and that's perfectly okay. I'm not going to force you to grieve, especially if you're a new person. But if you would just hear this invitation, the Bible says, bear one another's burdens. So if you're not feeling burdened, please reach out to another friend who might be burdened this week. Which doesn't mean everybody bombard John and Glenda and Melissa and the family. But look out for one another, your small group members, those who are in your circle. The world is rocky ground and you got to go back to it tomorrow. Be rooted in community. Confess your sin, confess your doubt, your frustration. Be rooted in community. 3, there's the hardened path, there's the rocky soil, and then there's the soil that has the thorns that are growing up within it. You might have anxiety in your heart right now. What's next? What's going to happen to Christ's community? Who's going to shepherd me? You might be thinking about all the things that you have to do this week and just wanting to cover up the feelings. There's a temptation, a fleshly temptation in all of us when we encounter pain, and that is to dull the pain. to medicate the pain, to hide from the pain, whether that's behind a screen or just in the busyness of life. But the thing about thorns is if you ignore them, they don't go away. So here's the invitation on that front. There are thorns in each of our hearts that in this moment want to grow up and choke out what God is doing in our hearts. That's called the flesh. And the place where those thorns are dug out is in abiding with God, particularly in quiet. Do not dull yourself from the pain. There is no growth if you don't feel it. So, practical application from today, which if you can make today practical, which I think you can. Whatever you're feeling in your heart this morning as you go out into your week, give that unto God and trust that he's going to meet you with his goodness and his mercy. Confess. Don't hide it. Don't let the rocky soil of the world dictate how this next week goes for you. Be rooted in community. Let this be a moment where you grow deep roots with one another. And don't dull the pain and try to ignore the thorns that are in your heart. This is a moment to settle in and be quiet with the Spirit of God and let him dig those things out. Confess, be in community, and be quiet. Moments like this are an opportunity for us. They're an opportunity for us, for each of us to be formed into the image, the likeness of Jesus. They're an opportunity for us to say, oh, this is that. This is an opportunity for me to carry the cross along with my pastor and my community. So here's what I'm going to do. You might identify yourself with one of these types of soils this morning, but the goal for all of us is to go out into this week and be that fourth type of soil, to be fruitful, to take this moment and go and multiply the love of God even in the midst of our grief. So I'm going to be quiet for just a moment, and then I'm going to pray to close us out. But here's the question I would like for you to be listening for. Which soil sounds most like the thing I am tempted to lean into this week? Hardening my heart. Being caught up in the ways of the world. Or ignoring those thorns and dulling the pain and letting them grow up while I get distracted. Let's be quiet and just listen for a moment. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not just information for you to hear, but it is God's intention and means to transform you into the likeness of Jesus. God wants to make you fruitful soil, even in, and maybe especially in the midst of this type of moment. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would reveal the status, the condition of the soil of our hearts to us in this moment. Help us to be vulnerable with you, to be connected to one another, and to be quiet. We know that you can work and will work all things together for the good of those who love you. And we ask that you use this moment and send us out into our weeks to go be fruitful soil for you and with you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We trust you, Jesus, for all these things. Amen. Confess unto the Lord what you're feeling. Stay rooted in community this week. And spend some time in the quiet. Don't dull that pain. Amen? Amen. We love you. We're all in this together. And we'll see you next week. God bless you. You're dismissed.